This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
6 minutes past eight. That's our top of the hour song, Bachelor Girl. Buses and Trains, bit of a throwback Thursday for you.
To get you up and happening just after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Now, girls, coming up now, we have Sophia Kay in the studio to discuss her role in creating the exhibition No Woman is an Island. Now, the exhibition features a group of Australian artists focusing on the female experience through the conceptual framework of the female gaze. Sounds very interesting indeed. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Sophia, tell us a little bit about it. So is it all, it's obviously all female artists getting together to show their work?
So the exhibition brings together 13 Australian female artists. It features both emerging artists, so ones who have recently finished art school, mm-hmm. as well as more established artists. And the idea was to kind of create an exhibition that provided a platform for them to consider what the female experience or perspective might be. So there's not really, when I sought to make the exhibition, I didn't really, I wanted it to be open and for the artists to really have a platform to create new work and also have, discussions between them as well.
Yeah, definitely. And what sort of mediums of art can we expect to see? Is there, is it as varied as film and sculpture, or is it sort of installations?
So as a curator, most of my exhibitions have been quite diverse. So so this exhibition includes sort of, photographs to installation to sculpture. There's also like a neon light work as well. So there's lots of different things. And there's an artist who's made sort of small kind of works that are using embroidery techniques. So I think in kind of revealing, there's a lot of different ways that they've dealt with the topic. And it's also shown sort of, contemporary art can mean a lot of different things today.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and there's obviously quite a few artists involved, Sophia, so it sounds like a lot of work has gone into this. How long has it been behind the scenes?
I would have probably contacted them maybe this time last year.
Wow.
So it's been 12 months or so. And as I always say, my job is 98% emails. It's just a matter of like
chasing up.
Yeah, chasing everyone up, doing all the paperwork and,
But do you have to go sort of visit them whilst they're creating it, or you just give them free range to come up with whatever they want for the exhibition and go see it at the end?
A little bit of both, I guess. My working style isn't to be very prescriptive. I kind of am happy to have, new ideas or suggestions come up. But I do, one of the favourite things about what I do is establishing a relationship with artists, and that's often through studio visits or if they're interstate, through phone calls and so forth, because I feel like that's such an essential part to what we do. And especially with this exhibition, which is so centred on ideas about community building and conversations and dialogue, it was, it was really essential for me to make those connections and reach out to these people.
Yeah, as part of the process. And how did you actually get into curating?
Because you're obviously not an artist yourself. You're more the creative...
Brains behind it.
Yeah, good question. I always wonder myself how I ended up in this exact boat. So I studied art history at university. So I did my honours degree and my master's in art history. But I always had the intention of sort of working in the arts. And so I suppose what interests me about curating is it's a way of working directly with art and artists, which is what I really like. So how I ended up doing what I'm doing now, so the last 18 months, I've kind of focused almost exclusively on developing independent projects or collaborations. So I don't work for a single kind of arts organisation or anything. I kind of partner or work with others. And it's been a really great learning experience this way, because I've been able to make a lot of connections and kind of see things from a lot of different perspectives. So this exhibition is at Blindside, which is one of my favourite artist-run spaces in Melbourne. So, working with somewhere like that, has taught me a lot about, the emerging arts field here in Melbourne. But also, I'm quite new to Melbourne too. I've only been here about 2 years.
Oh, where did you move from?
I grew up in Sydney and then studied in Canberra and London and then moved here.
Wow.
So But I guess I've been doing this for about the same amount of time that I've been here as well. So it's been kind of a nice way to...
get to know the city.
Yeah, get to know the city.
Get to know the art scene.
And outside of this exhibition, how does it work as a curator? Are you doing a few exhibitions at once, or does all do you put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak?
So I've had I've been very lucky that I've had a very busy year so far. So I, at the same time as this exhibition, which is closing this Saturday, I've also curated an exhibition at Craft in the city on Flinders Lane, which is also closing this Saturday.
Wow.
So I'm saying to my friends, you get a 2-for-1 Sophia Klein offer at the moment on Flinders Lane. So that's part of the Emerging Curators program. So I had so I was very lucky to be selected for that. And I'm also working with another curator in Sydney at the moment on an exhibition that we're going to do in Sydney in July. So I just came from the meeting yesterday and really excited because the show is going to be all about dogs, which is like my
amazing.
other love other than art.
There's a lot on your plate then, Sophia.
Yeah, a lot on your plate. And tell us, because it's not just coming up this weekend, it's not just the exhibition, there's also some talks on.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
There's going to be a panel discussion before of the artists in the show. So I'm going to be talking to Kate Juss, Stephanie Lee, Clara Bradley and Anna Farrago. So we're going to be basically sitting in conversation discussing the themes of the exhibition and also particularly as it relates to their own kind of artistic practice. So it's kind of a nice way to close the exhibition, I think.
Yeah.
So it's happening this Saturday at 3 p.m. at the gallery and everyone is very welcome to come. So I'm looking forward to that as a sort of chance to hear directly from the artists and kind of hear about their process and also the motivations for what kind of work they do. And I've picked the four, they're all Melbourne-based artists, but I've picked four people who have quite different ways of working and different themes that they're exploring. So I'm hoping there'll be some good conversation between all of us on Saturday. Yeah.
So the exhibition's open until this weekend, which is Saturday the 27th of May. And then the artist and curator talk also following the exhibition. And it's all happening at Blindside at 37 Spencer Street in the city.
Is that the Nicholas building?
Swanson Street. 37 Swanson Street. Okay. I was just seeing if you're awake, Sophia, and you are. So. Terrific.
It's on level 7.
So level 7.
If you haven't been there before,
at
go in and take the lift up.
Swanson Street. Yeah. And you can find out all the details at blindside.org.au. Thank you, Sophia, for joining us this morning.
So
and all the best this weekend. Very exciting
thank
indeed.
Thank you for having me. Okay.
It is 13 minutes past 8. Get Cereal, Charlie, Liv and Tilly with you this morning. Redbone now by Childish Gambino.
This has been a Get Cereal podcast. Get Cereal, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.